Gary and Mike Brennan, of course, in studio with us. Let's talk a little bit about Automation Alley.
Yep.
First of all, would you tell Mike, why don't you tell us what Automation Alley is? And then, Gary, you can talk about the gala that you were at this last Friday.
Sounds good.
Started in the late, I think, 98 or 99. Brooks Patterson had an idea. He took it to Ken Rogers, his number two man, and Ken ran with the ball. And they set up, it all started with the fact that they were having a hard time recruiting tech talent to Southeast Michigan. It just wasn't looked upon.
It sounds remarkable now to think that.
the technology folks were looking at Detroit as the Rust Belt. And so that's what it was started out as, is a tech recruiting tool. It's since morphed into a much bigger thing where it's marketing, it's trade shows, it's going overseas with these different programs that they have.
That's right. They're going to Central America here shortly. So.
Yeah, it's just all sorts of stuff now. And it's morphed into about 1,000 companies. They joined by the company, but not by the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always asked them that question, how many people are in those 1,000 companies? And they've never been able to answer that question. But some of them are GM and Ford and Chrysler, FCA now. And just right there, I mean, how many people is that, right?
Right.
So it's a big organization. And last night they had their 16th annual or whatever it is.
Big gala, and they give out awards, and there were about 400 people there, and it was actually done very, very well. It was cute. It was in the Detroit Yacht Club, so you have to go on the Belle Isle, and then actually the Detroit Yacht Club sits on another little island off of Belle Isle.
Yeah, if you go across a bridge to get to it.
Yeah,
that's kind of neat.
So you're in the state park then, right?
So go through the state park, there were little signs that says, keep going to the event, here's the big gala, keep going, you're on the right track. And it was funny because if you know Belle Isle, you have to go over the little river and then through the woods, and there was a sign that says, over the river, and then the next one says, and through the woods.
And was Grandma's house there, too?
Grandmother's house.
It goes from then on, but they got us there.
Is this a tie and tails affair?
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of people in tuxedos. I did not wear one. I wore a nice business suit and white shirt. But
usually it's a polo shirt and shorts. But
Yes, definitely for the club there.
But the yacht club does a great job of this kind of an event because you could be out on the porch overlooking the boats.
It's a neat place. Really good, neat place. Historic.
And a lot of very cool technology companies. Vectorform, who we mentioned earlier, won the Technology Company of the Year. We're actually had met them before and had tried to get them on about 2-3 months ago. I met up with Jason last night before the event, and I said, you know, we'd like you to come on next weekend, and they're trying to make that happen. So they may be on with us next weekend. And he said, don't you want to wait to see if we won? And I said, I want you on anyway, but good luck.
Oh, he didn't get they sent me the release on Thursday and told me, don't publish this.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
Does Vectorform make anything that our listeners would be able to identify easily, like a toaster circuitry or what?
They have all sorts of very, very cool things.
Gary was still glowing after he came back from his visit.
Yeah, I visited over there. They have a basketball that's, connected to the internet.
Really?
They have all sorts of things, but they're very heavily into AR, augmented reality, and VR, virtual reality.
Which is Pokemon, the new Pokemon game, which Cal referred to earlier as augmented reality.
And they have little scooters. It's just a fun place to be.
And you mentioned Detroit. Was it Detroit?
So Detroit, Edison, DTE. Right. Well, it's DTE now.
DTE, right.
Yeah. If you have the right kind of meter, you can go download the DTE Insight app. I've done that because it just happened. I got lucky and I have the right kind of meter. And I can tell if I shut off something, I can tell because the app will say, oh, well, here's what your electricity goes down to. So if I watch it when the air conditioner kicked on this summer, it went way up, and I went, I don't know if I want to see that. I'm using watts. But they created that in partnership with DTE, and it's called DTE Insight.
Well, just as a segue to the side there, now, when you got that application, it runs on your phone, right?
Right.
And did you have to get that energy bridge that went with it as well?
Yeah, so what I did was, here's the kind of the dirty little problem or dirty little secret. I have my meter on one end of the house, and I have my internet router on the other end of the house, and you have to be within 20 feet of the meter in order to connect it initially, and then later you can be anywhere, right? But initially you have to connect it because it has to connect the app to that meter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, ingeniously, I just ran a big Ethernet cord, took my router, put it out near the garage, which is where the meter is, and connected it all, and then I put it back where it was, and everything's fine.
Once it identified
it. It is very cool. I don't check it all the time now, only because I'm disappointed when I see it go way up, you know. But I like it when it goes down, and that's really the neat thing, is you can start to manage your energy because of
that. But that's the kind of thing I would call Vectorform almost like a think tank.
They are.
They're always dreaming, and that's the kind of the cool thing that Gary came back and said.
Working with big companies.
And they're huge companies that they're working with.
Because when you go to their website, I read the About Us, and even after reading the About Us, I still wasn't sure what it was they made. So.
Yeah, so they're, and it's what kind of, if you can dream it, they'll try to tackle it.
Right? And the fun part of it is, it's built to encourage that kind of dreaming.
And they've spun off now 3 companies, I think.
Huh.
Maybe,
oh, really?
Maybe 4. It was 3 companies in the spring.
Wow.
Because they've developed something that worked. You know, not everything they develop works.
Right, exactly.
Nothing always works, right?
It's like with Google, you know, not everything works.
And Google's spectacular in the amount of things that they kill.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
But because they develop so many new ideas, there's a lot of them that stick
And of course, GM still has that carburetor in the closet that gets 100 miles to the gallon, right?
On water.
So, on water, yeah. So,
that's what I tripped over the other day.
That's it. Mike, I noticed that the other things that they had there, they were giving awards for Advanced Manufacturer of the Year, went to Fori Automation.
That's right.
Excellence in International Business went to Hosco Fittings.
Hosco Fittings, yep.
And then, let's see, Startup of the Year was Quip. Oh, boy, I know.
Quips. It's Quips OR.
Quips OR. What is that? What was that?
I knew you'd ask me.
Uh-oh. Mike, did you look that up?
I'm looking at it right now. I didn't actually. I just got this press release up myself, and I'd never heard of that company before.
Yeah, and I hadn't either before last night, and I was actually sitting in the back, so I missed some of what they were talking about. And the Outstanding Education Initiative Award went to the Michigan Apprenticeship Program.
Plus.
MAP Plus.
Plus.